time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Harry Deal, an occupational therapist with A&O Support Services for Older Manitobans. And Harry, welcome back to CJNU.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having me here.
So last time you were here, it was Fall Prevention Month. We talked about preventing falls in the home. Winter is pretty much here. So now we want to talk about fall prevention outside of the home during the winter months. What are things that people need to keep in mind?
So I like to break this down into three different categories. So one is what to do before you leave your home, what to do when you are outside, and what to do when you return back home.
Okay, so let's take it step by step then. Getting ready to go outside, what do people need to keep in mind?
You want to check the forecast to see what the weather is going to be like. Is there any unexpected rainfall or snow or anything like that in terms of extreme climate? You want to wear clothing that is warm, so layer up. If you are going to be going outside for a walk, have some sort of reflecting material on it so that people will, you'll be visible to people outside or cars that are going to be crossing. You want to make sure you're wearing proper footwear when you're going to be going outside. And then if you use glasses or contact lenses, you want to make sure that you're getting your eyes checked regularly as well, because oftentimes your glasses could fog up. And the last part here would be to kind of make sure that if you're using mobility aids such as canes or walkers, they're in good working order as well.
Right. And there's like little attachments you can get to put on the bottom of canes or walkers that add grip. And there's gripper things you can put on the bottom of your shoes you can use if you were just, say, taking the trash out to the bottom of the driveway or something. Or just a simple thing like that.
Yeah.
But it really could make a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we've geared up to go outside. What do we do once we're outside? What do we need to watch for?
So one of the main things is just paying attention and taking your time to whether it's going out to the car or going out for a walk. So being aware of your surroundings, taking a path that is clear and well lit, and just making sure that you're going to avoid any high areas where there's going to be black ice or snow buildup.
Right. And I imagine it goes without saying that proper footwear has got to be just a huge, huge part of everything for seniors when it comes to wintertime. You were telling me that A&O actually has resources available online where people can compare footwear and find what's the best footwear for them for the winter months.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not an A&O specific resource, but there's a website called www.ratemytreads.com.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And what this does is it allows you to compare different types of shoes that do really well to prevent slips, trips, or falls happening.
Okay. And it's called Rate My Tread?
.com.
Yeah. RateMyTread.com. People can go there and find all different shoes with all different kinds of treads, and it rates the efficiency of these different treads for different conditions.
Yes, and they use a really neat tool or a test where they're looking at the angle right before you slip when you're wearing a shoe. So think about walking up a ramp or any uneven surface. So that's how they base their, or one of the factors that they use to determine how well shoes perform in winter.
Okay, so we've gone for our walk, or we've taken our trash down to the end of the driveway, what have you. We're coming back into the house now, the third part of what you were saying. What do we need to do when we're coming back in? Because don't we just take everything off and leave it by the front door?
So yes, absolutely. But you just want to be mindful that you're not going to be bringing in any sort of snow or water as you're coming in, because you want to prevent that puddle or pool of water from entering your home. So if you have a non-slip rubber mat, you want to use that to kind of wipe down or kind of use it to remove your shoes so that you're not going to be creating that pool.
Yeah, because, and again, if you've got the wherewithal to do so, if you've got the physical ability, give your feet a couple of stamps just to get that loose snow off of there. Or if you can, use a brush to brush your feet off.
Absolutely.
Have a good quality mat on the inside of the door. But the other thing, too, is a lot of people fail to think about is if snow melts, it can put a puddle on the floor, which can be a hazard not only to themselves, but maybe other people coming through that front entrance area.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, if you're using mobility aids like a cane or walker, you don't want to go over top of any sort of water or slippery surface inside.
You mentioned as well about people who have eyewear. A big thing for people such as myself who wear glasses, you come in from the cold outside in the middle of winter, you can't see a thing. And if your eyes are to the point where when you take your glasses off, you can't, you know, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I guess a visit to the eye doctor might be in order. I'm sure they've got things like different sprays and that you can use on your lenses to keep them from fogging up.
Yes, absolutely. I would highly recommend seeing an optometrist to see what kind of solutions there are. It might be a spray that might be helpful to prevent that fogging. It's also recommended to see an eye doctor once every year just to see how your eyes are doing.
Right. So if somebody wants to get more information on fall prevention, whether it be in the home, outside of the home. Where can they go? Is there a place they can call or somebody they can talk to at A&O to find out more about this information?
Yes, absolutely. So you could give intake a call at A&O, or you could visit our website at www.aosupportservices.ca. There's also www.preventfalls.ca, which is a provincial website that has lots of resources on falls prevention as well. But A&O does have a specific Safety 8 Falls Prevention Program as well.
Cool. And I guess if all else fails, they can also call MB211, Manitoba 211. That's a great, great resource mm-hmm. for all seniors to find out all kinds of information or at least get directed in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
Directed in the right direction? Okay, we'll go with that. Harry Deal, an occupational therapist with A&O Support Services for Older Manitobans. Great information as always, and we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Thanks for having me here, Frank.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
Became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows. God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. patient, the more you slip sliding.